The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has until November 15th to close real and potential holes in its healthcare.gov website. CMS Administrator Marilyn Tavener promised House lawmakers the site would be improved when open enrollment begins on that date. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on CMS's plans and some lawmakers' concerns over the security of healthcare.gov. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, this is a bad one if it doesn't go well like it did last year. What does CMS have to do now to fix the problems that GAO found in its latest investigation of that site?
Right. The Government Accountability Office definitely found some holes in their in healthcare.gov from a cybersecurity standpoint. In fact, auditors made six recommendations to improve CMS's information security and privacy program, and they made 22 recommendations around things like access control, configuration management, as part of improvements to CMS's, you know, technical architecture for healthcare.gov. Greg Wilshusen is the Director of Information Security Issues at GAO.
CMS did not fully or effectively implement key technical security controls to sufficiently safeguard the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of the federally facilitated marketplace and its information. For example, CMS did not always require or enforce strong password control, did not sufficiently restrict systems from accessing the Internet, and did not consistently implement patches in a timely manner. CMS also had shortcomings in its information security and privacy management program. For example, system security plans for the federally facilitated marketplace and data hub generally contained most required information, but each plan was missing key security information. CMS had also undertaken a series of security-related testing activities that began in 2012. Yet these control assessments did not fully identify and test all relevant controls prior to deploying the system.
Now, Wilshusen says these and other issues put healthcare.gov at a greater risk of data loss or even of cyber attack. Now, at the same time, to be clear, Wilshusen says CMS has done a lot of good work to secure the site and keep their data private, but it actually missed doing some basic what they call cyber hygiene, and that is why the risk is much higher. Marilyn Tavener is the CMS administrator. She says a majority of GAO's findings already have been addressed or in the process of being addressed. But listen to this exchange between Tavener and Congresswoman Michelle Grisham.
Let me start with the 22 technical recommendations. 19 of those have been resolved, fully mitigated, or will be further reviewed prior to open enrollment. So those will be handled. Of the six other recommendations, we're in the process of either have completed those or will complete those prior to open enrollment.
And based on the 19 that you've identified, Ms. Tavener, and the remaining measures to implement, you are confident that not only are they implemented, but they're tested and will have to the greatest degree. I mean, I might disagree with some of my colleagues that we can do everything in our power. And those hostile, those negative, those who intend us harm and intend to access that information for their own gain will find ways to do that. Now, I want to make sure that we are doing everything that we know that mitigates and prevents and gives us the opportunity to also detect when there's been a problem. You're confident that these will be tested and in place by the open enrollment period?
I am confident, but we will never quit continuing to try to improve the process. Our work with the Department of Homeland Security, our work with GAO, OIG will always be looking for improvements.
And one of those improvements actually is a closer relationship with the Homeland Security Department. And Baron DiCamillo is the head of Homeland Security Department's Computer Emergency Readiness Team, or USCERT. She says DHS and CMS are in talks to provide more support for the Affordable Care Act website. Now, she didn't go into much details of what that would mean, but at least they're recognizing that they maybe do need some more help. Now, Wilshusen, Tavener, and Baron DiCamillo testified Thursday before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Now, this was the committee's 29th hearing on the Affordable Care Act and 6th on the website itself.
So more people at the hearings than have been signing up for health care almost at that rate. So
well, they did say 7.3 million people are using the exchanges, Tom. So let's
7.3 million, that's right. 700,000 didn't pay their first bill, so they had been 8 million. But the problems with so-called cyber hygiene that the GAO has listed here, are these specific to CMS? They sounded to me like problems a lot of agencies face.
I think you're absolutely right. This is, what CMS is facing is a lot of the same issues that agencies face in a lot of their systems across government. And I think that was one of the key pieces at the hearing that came out between the Republicans and Democrats. You know, the Republicans were pointing out that healthcare.gov continues to have cyber vulnerabilities despite it being around for almost a year. But the Democrats said, well, sure, yes, that is maybe true. They have some challenges, but everybody has challenges. But they've had no loss of personal data. And why isn't the committee, this is what the Democrats say, looking at bigger fish to fry, such as real data losses at places like Home Depot, Target, and even federal contractor USIS. You know, we've watched them all suffer data breaches that have exposed tens of millions of personal information of citizens across the country. Yet the Democrats say, why didn't you do more around this? But if you push through the rhetoric, and there are some salient points here, and here's an interesting exchange between Committee Chairman Daryl Issa and GAO's Will Schuessen.
One of the things that you said at the beginning was they didn't have strong passwords, so somebody could put in a short password and not change it. Is that correct?
That's correct. We identified several technical security control weaknesses with healthcare.gov and its supporting systems.
So somebody who didn't change the password created a huge vulnerability, particularly if they had a high level of access. Is that right?
If they used a weak password that could be easily guessed, that would be an increased risk.
So Marilyn and her birthday, if that were used, would have been easy to guess, certainly would have been tried. Did they have advanced lockout systems and detection and reporting?
One of the things, I don't want to get too detailed into the types of security controls, so we don't give any information.
Yeah, we don't want to tell how weak it still is. I understand that, so I'll be a little careful on that. But there are techniques that, if they were in place, would have been much more secure.
Sure. And the weaknesses that we identify are all can be corrected and resolved almost immediately.
So what you found a year into this site was they were not using best practices.
We identified several weaknesses that increased the risk and unnecessarily increased preventable risk.
I think what this exchange highlights is the real concern and frustration that there are things that CMS should have done, could have done, but didn't do for whatever reason. And I think, though, what didn't come from the hearing, which is a little frustrating, is why they didn't do this. What was the accountability piece? Now, toward the end of the almost two-hour hearing, Congressman Jerry Connolly asked Marilyn Tavener from CMS if IT maybe got the short shrift. Tavener's response is telling.
Some of the lessons learned and changes that we've made early on in year one, but definitely for year two, is we needed a systems integrator. We needed someone to help with the coordination. We needed a clear point of accountability. We needed better communication. And you're right, there was probably more time spent on the non-technical components, and we didn't realize as the technology was as difficult as it was. So those were lessons learned. I think we've put changes in place.
Now, Tavener adds that there's nothing more important to her and CMS more broadly than the security of the website. She says they have weekly meetings. They have a 24/7 security team using continuous monitoring, intrusion prevention and detection tools. So as you can see, they've changed their approach to IT development and really turned up the cybersecurity.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. How much risk is CMS facing with the current state of security of healthcare.gov, especially as we approach that open season? And have there been any actual data breaches?
Well, the first question about what's the current state, a lot of it depends on who you talk to. The Republicans on the committee believe there's great risk. GAO's findings show that there are things, obviously, that CMS did not do and are just doing now. The Democrats believe, yes, there's some risk, but there's no more risk at healthcare.gov than any high-profile federal system. And you heard talk about other things that CMS should be doing from GAO. So I think those two things together show it's unclear about how much risk the healthcare.gov is facing. Now, as to whether there was a breach, there was an attempted malware attack. We heard about that back in earlier in this month in September that happened in July. But here's how Ann Barron DiCamillo from DHS US CERT describes the attack's impact to ranking member Elijah Cummings.
The malware is to use the resource of the server as part of this botnet. And so it wasn't targeting the server. It was using the resource of a server as part of the botnet for another victim.
So the bottom line is that at least as of now, no personal information was transmitted outside the agency. Is that right?
Correct. The breach was discovered by CMS. It was alerted to us. We looked at the images that were provided. There was no exfiltration of data. There was no loss of PII due to the segmentation of the network. This was a test network separate from the production network. So there was no lateral movement into the production network associated with this activity.
So what DHS found basically was, yes, there was an attack. It was an attack on a separated server that did not connect back to the big healthcare.gov. So in a sense, CMS did what they were supposed to do. If they're going to have a weak point, the weak point was something that didn't basically matter. Now, Tavner, again, when pressed by Congressman Stephen Lynch, repeated her claim there's been no successful malicious attacks to the website where the data was lost. So they feel pretty good that they've pushed back all the attacks so far. Now, but I still think there are still a lot of concerns about the security of the website. In fact, earlier this week, the House Science Subcommittee on Oversight actually voted to subpoena former federal CTO and HHS CTO Todd Park on the site's security. Now, we're going to see what happens now, if he's going to actually come and testify or what, but that's just another sign that there are still growing concerns. Now, Daryl Issa also issued a report that we have linked up on federalnewsradio.com detailing past and current concerns about the security of the site. Now, all this taken into account, if you look, step back and take the broader look at this, despite the sometimes contentious nature of the hearing, Issa did say something at the end that I thought was very important. He said, this is oversight. This is very important. He goes, the reason we're asking tough questions is only about making healthcare.gov stronger and more resilient. And I think that even if you get through the politics of this, and definitely there's a lot of politics yesterday, the real issue is cybersecurity. And I'm not sure Congress spends enough time focusing on that real issue. I think a lot of times they spend too much time on the politics, which is not so surprising.
Well, I'm a little surprised, Jason, too, that the Democrats don't push CMS hard like that. You would think that the people that would be outraged would be the Elijah Cummings, because of the possibility of the breach that he described, you know, with the Mr. Camilo, because the Democrats, I mean, this is their baby, if you want to look at the politics of it. So you would think they would be extra harsh on CMS for not treating the baby like you would treat the most important thing on earth.
So to be clear, at the hearing yesterday, it was not a cakewalk for Marilyn Tavner or the lady from the representative from DHS. The Democrats did not just lay off. I mean, Stephen Lynch actually did get very aggressive with Ms. Tavner about, can you confirm that there's been no data loss? And she finally said it under oath, there has been no data loss because of a malicious attack. So they did push back that way. But I think what the Democrats' role was to balance out the Republicans' outrage that everything's going, you know, to down the drain and things are awful. So I think, you know, that's where the politics unfortunately came into play. Instead of everyone really focusing on the real issue, which is the security issues that not just CMS faces, but every agency faces. And I don't know how many times, Tom, that the members came in and just went off topic. They're talking about the title of the hearing was about security of the system, and they wanted to know about how many people have enrolled. They wanted to know about if they're going to fix, you know, the state exchanges. I mean, it was just, that's why cybersecurity legislation is not done yet in Congress.
It's a little bit like kindergarten, I guess, up there. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Great report. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.